program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there because they're completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com, and you can actually control the content of the site. You submit things to it that you find online that you think are interesting. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or a YouTube video. You submit it. Others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get a vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So we continue with you and your thoughts. Going to Conan, he's in Clarksville and had called toward the end of the last hour to ask some questions about New Hampshire and the Free State Project. And, of course, we talk a lot about that here on this program because, well, we joined the Free State Project years ago and made the move about 5-plus years ago to New Hampshire and to join others, now over 1,000 people in New Hampshire who love liberty so much that most of them are willing to move here and pick up their lives and their families and businesses and come here to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. But there are some sacrifices or investments, perhaps you'd like to look at it that way. There are some changes that are going to happen when you move from one point to another. And one of the negatives of moving to New Hampshire is the huge property taxes that they have up here. And, of course, the reason for that is they don't have income taxes in the state. So this is one
of the ways. It's not huge if you consider moving from California or
New York
or New Jersey or one of these other myriad of state of Massachusetts, even any of the surrounding states.
I'm glad you pointed that out because there are a lot of states where the property taxes are either on par with New Hampshire or more expensive than New Hampshire, and they have state income taxes.
Yes.
So there are a lot of places where moving to New Hampshire will be a net decrease in taxation for you and I, Mark, and also for Conan, who's originally from Florida, apparently. It is going to be an increase in taxation in some places. So, Conan, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, actually, here in Clarksville, the taxes are even higher.
Really?
However, the home values are assessed at a much, much lower value.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not being taxed as much. In fact, I've noticed looking at some real estate values there in New Hampshire, a lot of the values are sometimes twice as much as the selling value. And I guess my question for any realtors up there would be, you know, or not realtors, but the actual tax assessors, and that is, are they going to reassess those property values and
you can
demand come down, or are they going to stay exactly where they're at?
You can demand that a property, that they reassess your property if you feel that it is not at market value or something like that. You know, you're going to have less or more success depending on under what circumstance you buy the property. If you, for whatever, get it like it is a foreclosure or short sale or something like that, they're going to say, oh, well, it's worth more than that. But yeah, you know, I mean, the towns are going as slowly as they possibly can to reassess properties down from the real estate bubble.
When I bought mine back in 2006, I did go through that, what they call the abatement process, which is what you're talking about, Mark, where it's kind of a pain, but you can do it. They want you to get like 8 copies of, you know, other houses that have sold in the area.
Not in my town. That's just here in Keene,
yeah,
where the socialists live. The, you know, I think I wrote a letter and said I dispute this.
Oh,
and
really?
They sent somebody out to reassess and reassessed it downward.
Now, one of the problems in New Hampshire is that when they do these assessments, the person goes into your home, which is pretty offensive
it
to
is.
Me.
Yep.
And if you refuse to allow them in,
then they're not going to reassess any direction.
Well, right. Well, no, what they can do is they can assess it at any arbitrary amount that they want to,
yep,
and you can't contest it at that point. So basically, you have to let, if you want to reassess your home, you have to let a bureaucrat come in and nose around in there, which I find pretty offensive. But I went through that process early on. I don't know if I would do it again, just because I just don't like
that
happening. So there are some.
Did the values end up coming down as a result?
Yes,
that is they did. Yes. But obviously, I'm still paying $6,000 a year in property taxes, so it's still pretty expensive to live in Keene. Now, Keene is the most expensive of all of the towns in New Hampshire. So, again, there are a lot of places where you can live for a lot less. And if it's all about price to you, then you can move to Berlin in New Hampshire, which is the northern portion of the state.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of places you don't have to pay much for property taxes.
You can get houses for, what, $30,000 in Berlin or something like
yeah,
that? I mean,
yeah,
they're not very expensive there at all. But then again, the town's dying, so that's a factor that you have to deal with. It's essentially, you know, the Detroit Detroit of New Hampshire. Without all
are you seeing, are you seeing any headway in lowering the tax? I know a lot of that is education. Are you seeing any? Are there any folks out there who want to lower?
Yeah, absolutely. People want to do it, and the legislator has been working on it. But at this point,
have they?
Yeah, they have.
In what way?
The state house, they've been introducing all kinds of things to be able to get, because the first thing is this linchpin is this this decision called the Claremont decision. The Claremont decision takes New Hampshire's constitution, which is unique among constitutions, does not guarantee the right to an education, but says that we cherish it. And it overturns the ruling of the Supreme Court to say that that means that people have a right to an education.
Mm.
And, you know, New Hampshire already spends twice what Florida did per student, to educate. But, first you have to do something and get the Supreme Court out of education, and then you can start working on these other issues.
So they're working on the court decision somehow?
Are, yeah.
All right, well, that's good to know. And by the way,
this is the most important issue facing New Hampshire, and I pay attention closely to it.
By the way, this is a early, early point in the whole Free State Project process. We only have 1,000 people in state. And only so many of those 1,000 are working on issues like, you know, that we're talking about. Each person has their own pet issues that they're going to spend time on. So really the solution is to get more people here, and hopefully to not have people wait until things are completely perfect for them to move. There's a lot that needs to change, and we need people on the ground willing to do the activism that it takes to get it to change. See where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's definitely my pet project.
Well, great. Well, come on up here and help save us from these horrible property taxes. I mean, I'm ready to join in together with a group of people to just quit paying them. But unfortunately, we don't have people that are willing to do that either at this point. So more people, I think, will solve all of these problems. Anything else on your mind tonight, Conan?
That's about it. Maybe I'll see you guys in the May-April area time period.
Super. Look forward to it. And,
what city is Mark from?
He's from around. Yeah, I live in an adjacent town.
Hey, thanks, Conan. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And by the way, if you are going to come up to New Hampshire for a visit, if it's not during the Liberty Forum, when it's obvious what you can go and do, or the Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2 yearly events that the Free State Project puts on, great excuses to come up and see New Hampshire and meet hundreds of like-minded people. You can always go to the Free State Project Forum at forum.freestateproject.org. Also, the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com. And those are two great places where you can ask questions of people, but also let folks know, hey, I'm coming up, and I'd like to meet some people. And so let everybody know, post a message. Well, first of all, you should go before you're going to come. Post a message, introduce yourself, and, you know, participate a little bit. At least that way people kind of know you a little before you come up. And then when you're going to come up for a visit, you post another message that, hey, family and I, or I'm coming up, or my friend and I, or whatever, we're going to come up. We're going to come up this time frame. We want to go to these places, and can you meet up with us, basically? And people will respond to you and, you know, maybe let you know what's happening in town on those particular days. And,
sure.
And perhaps even schedule a special kind of meet-and-greet event for you.
Not like it's ever happened.
As well. But it requires you to reach out and to, you know, to touch base with people and meet folks. 855-450-FREE. Someone was posting over at the, I think it was the Free State Project Forum recently, saying that he was an introvert. And that he heard about the Free State Project by listening to Free Talk Live in Ithaca, New York, so thanks to our radio stations for
Sweet.
Putting this show out there, and that he wants to come up, but he's introverted, so like that's a tough thing, right? Because the Free State Project is relatively a social, very social movement. There's a lot of opportunity to socialize with people. I mean, obviously you can move into the woods and keep quiet and keep to yourself, and I don't know, write a letter to the editor or. I suppose that if you're an introvert, you could do, like, technical work behind the scenes.
I think there's a lot of people that are introverted that have moved up for the Free State Project and done a lot of great things. You don't have to go out to the State House or anything like that. You can write letters to editors. That's hugely important.
Yeah.
You can, work on website work with people and do things like that. But, frankly, I think that the original idea behind the Free State Project wasn't to have these people that were active every day of the week for liberty. There are more just people that would be interested in that idea.
855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them to you. If you've got a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our mobile site. And the mobile site has quick links to the various different streams that we have. Three different streams for you to try out. One broadband, one midband, one narrowband. Whatever bit rate will fit your internet connection. There are different ones, and they're all free. Over at m.freetalklive.com. And also a quick link to our podcast there. And some software that you can download for your phone. Different software for different phones, but also the TuneIn software. Probably the best that I've seen. Across all platforms, because some software is only on some phones and some software is only on other phones. Yeah. But TuneIn is on every single phone. Every smartphone out there has a TuneIn app. And from what I understand, it's like one of the top downloaded apps internationally. Like this is pretty huge. So it's an easy way to access Free Talk Live's live streams is through the TuneIn app. 855-450-FREE is our number here. Also, want to tell you about the Bitcoin.
That's right. Bitcoin's the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using it in a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. And this is an anonymous way to go about doing it, by the way. It's at BitInstant.com.
So we were talking earlier about Washington, D.C., and their raid, the police raiding a veteran's home who called a helpline, basically. He was feeling depressed. He admitted on the phone that he had guns in the house. And then hours later, the police show up to raid his house, steal all of his guns, destroy his property, leave the stove burner on, break his glasses, steal his dog, leave his fish to die.
Just they died.
All kinds of destruction these people caused. And we were wondering why, what was going on with the guns? Was he somehow in violation of the D.C. laws on handguns? Odds are good he was, simply because D.C. is one of the more restricted places as far as carrying firearms. And here is a useful bit of news that will kind of tie into that. From the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com, this story here, I was just kind of digging around on D.C. gun laws. This is fairly recent, October 4th of 2011. The District of Columbia can continue to ban semi-automatic rifles and large-capacity ammunition magazines and require that handguns be registered, according to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, ruling that the D.C.'s gun regulations do not run afoul of the Supreme Court's 2008 ruling in District of Columbia versus Heller. As you may recall, in Heller, the High Court struck down D.C.'s previous ban on handguns.
The right to keep and bear arms only includes weapons that fire one shot at a time.
And according to the court ruling, it underscores the broader fact that state and federal courts have largely upheld restrictive firearm laws even in the wake of the Heller decision. So as you can see, it doesn't matter what the courts say. It doesn't even matter in this case what the Supreme Court says, because the lower courts can just say, well, we disagree, and if you don't like it, you can appeal to the Supreme Court. So if the Supreme Court says one thing and you cite that, what they say in your court case about guns or whatever the issue is, then you can stand on it. You can feel darn good about it. Well, it's the Supreme Court. They're backing up the right to bear arms. It's really crystal clear here, folks.
What's the big deal?
But then the other, the man in the robe in your courtroom can say, well, that's your interpretation, son. And
that's exactly what they'll say.
Go ahead and rule against you. And if you don't like it, then you can hire a lawyer and pay whatever fees are involved in taking it to the next court level, where you'll then be shot down again, most likely, and then you can take it all the way up to the next level, and then, maybe 10 years later, you'll finally get another ruling from the Supreme Court that hopefully will back you in your particular case, but by that time, how many other people's rights have been violated?
Right. Are you room temperature at that point?
So what good does the Supreme Court really do if no one cares, if no one pays any attention? You've got the Glick decision recently, which is not Supreme Court, but it was an appeals court. The First Circuit Court of Appeals has said that you have the right to record these government bureaucrats if they're in their job, if they're doing their so-called public duty, if they're in a public place, they have no expectation of privacy, you have a right to record these people. Glick's pretty crystal clear on that, but it hasn't stopped the cops from saying, I'm going to arrest you for recording me. It hasn't stop them from intimidating cameramen. It hasn't changed anything.
Well, to some extent, if the camera people know the decision, they can bluff the cops. I mean, if a police officer said that to me, I would beg them to arrest me. Please do that. Please arrest me. I'm begging you to arrest me. Because you're going to make me a very rich man, and you're going to make yourself look like a fool
if
you don't lose your job.
Well, if you can find an attorney who's willing to take your case.
No. I'm talking about right there, eye to eye with the cop.
I see.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, but you have to be willing to be arrested in order to say something like that, and most people aren't.
Indeed.
So they'll still will get pushed around.
Are they interested in making a bunch of money? Because with the Glick decision, this is the second time that this circuit has ruled this way.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some very strong words for law enforcement, essentially like, you're ignoring our decisions. So the next time around, there's going to be a big monetary reward.
I hope you're right about that, Mark. I really do. But ultimately, unless people are willing to take the risk of being arrested, they can't go through that.
People have to take certain risks.
People do. I would like to encourage people to take more risks. I think little risks are important. I think more people taking little risks can go a long way. But I also don't blame people for not wanting to and, you know, wanting to keep their head down and all that. So ultimately, if people don't take those risks, then the police will successfully intimidate them into stopping recording and or whatever it is, other violations of the Constitution
sure.
they're doing.
So, agreed.
In a majority opinion, D.C. Circuit Judge Douglas Ginsburg likened D.C.'s requirement to register handguns, he said, to other common registration or licensing schemes, such as those for voting.
You've got to register, and we just don't give any licenses. Sorry.
Such as those for voting or for driving a car that cannot be reasonably considered onerous. See, because there's already registration for other things, it's completely acceptable for you to register your gun. It's not onerous at all. It's not a violation of your rights because we've already violated your rights. Huh?
That's how it goes.
The court also reasoned that the city's interest in fighting crime justifies the ban on semi-automatic rifles and magazines containing more than 10 rounds of ammunition. But dissenting Judge Brent Kavanaugh would have struck down the district's gun law, saying...
Unless it's held by, some government bureaucrat.
Right. The Supreme Court, he said, has long made clear the Constitution disables the government from employing certain means to prevent, deter, or detect violent crime. But he wasn't the winner. The people that wanted the D.C. gun restrictions to continue were the ones that won that case. And so D.C.'s gun restrictions continue. So therefore, this man, this veteran who's well-trained in firearms, obviously, had his rights taken away from him, spent 16 days in a cage, is facing criminal charges for having, we presume, for having guns in his home.
Well, they said that there were guns in his home. We're presuming that's what the charges were for, right.
Thank you for clarifying that. So what's not clear is exactly what those charges were. Did he have a handgun without a permit? Was it unregistered? Did he have, what technical violations of the law were
anything.
There?
Yeah. I mean, is it anything? Who knows?
So, 855-453, that's not the only D.C.-related news we've got for you here from the D.C. police. This one from the Washington Times is about a police sergeant who's been sentenced, get this, to jail. Now, for a cop to get sentenced to jail, they would have had to have done something pretty serious.
Doesn't happen every day.
It does not happen, hardly at all. So what did this officer do? We will explain here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want as well. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. The webcam's there, too, one of those features. And the webcam also includes the chat room built into the same page. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can do it all for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. So in another D.C.-related news story, since we're kind of on that subject tonight, stories from the Washington Times, and it's a former D.C. police sergeant has been sentenced to more than 18 months, or excuse me, to 18 months in jail for stealing more than $40,000 from a senior citizen that she met while investigating a crime, according to prosecutors. Let's see. Aisha Hackey, who resigned from the Metropolitan Police Department, pleaded guilty to felony theft charge in August. She met the 85-year-old victim in 2010 while investigating a report that the woman's bank account had been targeted in a lottery fraud scheme. So while investigating a fraud-related scheme,
she saw a sucker.
This woman decided she was going to take this 85-year-old old lady for a ride.
Gosh.
Prosecutor said from the U.S. Attorney's office for the district. In May, the woman reported to her bank there were a number of checks written from her account to Aisha Jackson, a name she didn't recognize, prosecutors said. Investigators discovered Hackley, who also went by the name Aisha Jackson, had blank checks from the woman's bank account at her home. A total of 14 checks totaling over $40,000 were written from the woman's account to either Hackley or one of Hackley's relatives. And Hackley has apparently since paid the money back, but that's not going to stop them from putting her in jail for 18 months in this particular case.
Had the money to pay back. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is. It's pretty unusual that she didn't just go right out and spend it on something. And she clearly misassessed this 85-year-old lady, and she ended up being a lot sharper than Hackley thought.
Clearly, yeah. I mean, you know, she thought that she was just going to be able to, you know, this woman was going to be a mess and not able to keep track of her bank accounts at all.
It's not uncommon that people will take advantage of the elderly in situations like this. They will pose as a concerned individual about something and then use, you know, their wiles to make it into the trusting, you know, the level of trust necessary in order to get access to bank accounts and things like that, and then, you know, clean out all these, you know, nice, well-intentioned old people who didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
But in this case, this lady is not suffering from some dementia or something else that would prevent her from being able to handle her own accountings.
She figured it out somehow.
And she caught this cop red-handed, basically. Now, I don't necessarily agree that somebody who is willing to pay, you know, make payments or pay back something should spend 18 months in jail. But on the other hand, it is nice to see a cop get sent to the clink from time to time for doing something wrong.
Well, they certainly she would send somebody else for it. Right. You know, I think that if the lady got paid back, you know, there probably should be some kind of recompense. But you're talking about essentially a property crime here. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to send a message. Don't do this, kids. Otherwise, we'll do this to you. And, you know, I mean, whatever.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, Mark, I think you had something you wanted to share with us about this big story, I guess, about a guy who killed his own children in an explosion.
Yeah, there's a story going around now. It's a big deal, and it sounds like it. It's shocking, and it's just the kind of thing that the major media loves. And I have sort of a different thought on it. The idea that what happened here is this guy, Josh Powell, he had his young sons. They were 7 and 4. They were taken from him in a custody situation. He had previously, apparently, his wife had gone missing, and he had a very suspicious cover story, which is that he decided to go camping in sub-freezing temperatures with a like an 18-month-old and a 4-year-old.
Seems suspicious.
You know, and then when he gets back, his wife is gone. You know, like it's a, you know, it's a pretty suspicious story. And apparently the cops, you know, to add to that, saw a fan, you know, blowing on a wet spot in the carpet. But 3 years ago, they didn't have enough information to convict this guy. So this guy is, by all accounts, innocent. Now, the news loves to portray people as guilty. And I don't know what happened or why. I guess the guy's dad with whom he was living was caught for pornographic child porn. And so essentially his kids ended up getting taken from him. And
hang on. His dad was caught?
His dad was caught.
Got it.
Josh's dad was caught for, you know, pornography, and I guess the kids got taken as a result from Josh as a result of that. So, I mean, you know, we appear to have, by all accounts here, to have a very effed up family.
Got it.
But
and the kids were taken and given to
the other grandparents
of the woman who's missing.
That's right.
Mom and dad of
the missing mom. But, you know, I mean, this guy's side of the story is, hey, my wife left me and my kids, and I don't know what happened to her, and I'm an innocent man.
Wasn't my porn. It was my dad.
It wasn't my porn. It was my dad. My kids were taken from me unfairly, and, you know, father's rights are being abrogated all over the United States, and I'm being treated poorly, and I'm a victim, and la, 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 right? So that's his side, and you know, there certainly are guys out there that have legitimate complaints in this area. I see fathers.
I've met a few of them.
Yeah. Fathers get abused by the court system time and again. Now, I'm sure that this guy felt like one. I don't know whether he killed his wife. I've got no opinion on that. You know, there's no clearly the police had not enough evidence. Otherwise, they would have charged him.
Right.
Whatever the cops' opinions are, fine. I can tell you, if your wife ends up dead or missing, the first person they're going to want to throw in the clink is your butt. And that's always what their thought is. It's the easiest thing to do. So who knows what happened? I don't understand
why
this camping enthusiast went camping. Maybe the only time he's ever been camping at this night. I don't know. Apparently, the boys, according to the family, who has just gotten the custody of the boys now, that the boys were beginning to verbalize what happened to their mom. Now, consider 18 months and 4 years were how old these children were when their mom went missing.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion is that I assume the 7-year-old is saying things like pointing at his chest and going, "Mommy, owie, mommy, owie, mommy in the cave looking for crystals," things like this, in ways that 7-year-olds don't talk.
Right.
It's very strange, and I don't...
You're sure they're saying it's the 7-year-old who's saying that?
Well, who's it going to be, the 4-year-old? Who's going to believe that an 18-month-old remembers what happened and where his mommy was buried? I think that these stories, the story about the children is outlandish, in my opinion. I don't get that. But, you know, there's suspicious stuff all around here. I tend to believe that these children's minds are being seeded by the other side of the family with these ideas and in hopes that finally the husband is brought to justice. If the husband did this, you know, whatever, it's hard to feel bad for somebody. But, you know, they didn't convict this guy. So what he did was he got the court bureaucrat or whatever comes along with the kids to have a supervised visitation at his house. He takes his two kids right in the front door, pushes the lady out, slams the door in her face. Moments later, the house blows up.
Wow.
He has put 10 gallons of gasoline around the house, 5 around the house, and then another 5-gallon thing right next to him. Lights it up.
Holy
kills
crap.
Himself and his kids. You know, clearly this is a man who is pushed to the edge for whatever reason. Maybe he was a sick killer who was going to get caught, or maybe he was a dad who had his kids taken away through no fault of his own. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that, A, if you're upset about the situation, don't kill your kids. These kids could have had a reasonably fine life without you killing them. I mean, there's no reason for that. I mean, this is sick selfishness on his part, no matter what happened, the idea that he did this. Secondly, if he cares at all about some kind of sense of justice, he has put back the situation of fathers in this country. Because
let's talk more about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. It's terrible. And, of course, we had a similar situation here in Keene, New Hampshire, where a guy lit himself on fire. Thankfully, he didn't light his kids. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Vaporsmith's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With Vaporsmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. Vaporsmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at vaporsmith.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. If you are enjoying this program, you can help support us by promoting Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn how to get a free bumper sticker with Free Talk Live on it. You can apply that to wherever you would like. And, of course, you can get more stuff like web banners for your site, your blog. You can also download high-resolution graphics with which you can make whatever your little heart desires. And, you know, sell it, too. I don't care. Make Free Talk Live T-shirts and have a blast. I hope someone can make $100,000 off of selling Free Talk Live T-shirts, and I never see a dime of it. You can do that in theory with the high res graphics you'll find
in theory
at promote.freetalklive.com.
It's not a recommendation for a business plan.
I know I don't want to bother with packing and shipping things out, so if that's something you want to do, by all means, or just make your own shirt and use an iron-on graphic and go that far.
That has been done before, too.
Yeah. So you can do those things and more, and download flyers and print those out and distribute them over at promote.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about the kind of the father's rights movement, I guess, is what they call it. I don't know if that's the entirely accurate term, but I think it suggests that and I think correctly, that fathers are basically screwed over by the court system, left and right, just all over the place. The woman in the breakup almost every time gets the benefit of the doubt, and she ends up with the children, she ends up with, you know, whatever else, and in a lot of cases, stuff will be made up about these dads to keep them away from the accusation
that they are some kind of sexual predator is usually considered to be just a foregone conclusion if it is made.
And there's very little that these men can do besides just put up and shut up. I mean, they just have to jump through the hoops so they can see their kids. We were at a local event recently, Mark, and there's a gentleman there who has met me, and you knew him from the past mm-hmm. as well, who has been having a tough time with the local court system here, and he was telling me that he gets to see his daughter for the first time in, it was like 10 months or something crazy like
awful.
That. And he finally gets to see her for an unsupervised visit because, like, these supervised visits are just the absolute worst. He said the last one, the two supervisors or whatever, they took away his daughter from him and she did not want to leave. And they literally had to drag her out of the room.
What's that like? You know, I mean, obviously the kid doesn't know that we're running by a timeline here. Anybody who's ever had a kid understands that their concepts of timelines are really shifty. And, you know, what's it like when she wants to stay with daddy who she hasn't seen for, 10 months and, oh, no, sorry, we got to go.
And the daughter's, the kid's opinions don't factor in.
No.
Which I think is really offensive because you would think that the child should be able to say, hey, I think dad treats me better, or mom, or whoever. I think I'd rather stay with this parent. Rather than having some man in a robe make a decision based on what some bureaucrat, guardian ad litems up here or something like that.
Yeah. And a lot of these guardian ad litems tend to be, and I mean, this is a broad generalization, but people that would do this work tend to be activists in this area. People that tend to be activists in this area tend to be activists for the women's rights movement. Mm. People that tend to be activists in the women's rights movement tend to be gender feminists. Gender feminists tend to want to use to vilify men in any way, shape, or form that they can. I mean, there's actually a subgroup of these people that believes the world would be better off if there were no men, that we have enough sperm banks and we need no more men. I mean, it happens.
So it's so sad to hear these stories, and there's no shortage of them. I mean, we can open the phones up and take call after call from angry parents who've been just screwed over by this system.
Sure.
Now, I don't know this guy that well, but he seems like a well-intentioned gentleman. I'm talking about the guy that I met this weekend, yeah. not the guy that blew himself up with his children. We'll get back to that story in a moment. But I don't know this guy that well, so obviously I don't know his ex-wife's side of the story, right? So I'm just going based on what he tells me, and from what
these people just want to see their kids.
Right, and from what he tells me, his ex-wife is a crack smoker, but yet he doesn't have custody of the children. And he's a business owner. It's not like he's some bum. So it's just unbelievable what happens to these folks. And this system pushes people so hard and so far over such a long period of time. I mean, it's bad enough for me to have to, for anybody to have to sit with a court case hanging over their head with just like a regular criminal charge.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you're only dealing with a year or something like that. You're only dealing with, a year of having to charge out there, and you have to go to court, and then whatever time you spend in jail, and it's over for the most part at that point. You know, maybe you get some probation or whatever. But with these parents, this is an 18-year process. In some cases,
it's the most important thing in the world to them.
Right. So it's a huge drain of not only your financial resources, but your mental resources as well. It's a huge tax on your ability to live your life how you want, because you're constantly jumping through court-approved hoops and doing whatever it is they tell you and paying whatever arbitrary amounts they tell you to pay so you can keep yourself out of a jail cell.
Yeah. As far as the courts are concerned these days, children belong to the women. And under extreme circumstances, they will take the children away and give them to someone else. That someone may be the man, but that's what their assumption is. Their assumption is that they belong to the women, and the secondary assumption is that everybody, every father going through divorce that's disputed is some kind of sexual predator.
Mm.
Some kind of predator, some kind of wife beater, some kind of evil person.
As though women aren't sexually charged as much as males. That this is such a myth, this idea that men are more likely to be predatory or violent or dangerous. There are interesting statistics out there that suggest that women are actually more likely than men to be domestically violent. It's just that they don't get reported.
They don't have if they do get reported, people tend to not believe it. So they don't have the sword hanging over their head that they might be charged with it. I mean, if you're of a woman, hitting your husband, what's the big deal?
Right. So those are the majority of the cases, from what I understand. It's just that those cases never make it into the system because the man is too embarrassed to, for instance, call the police in the
first place.
Or doesn't
think it's worth it. I'm not going to propose to know what it is that they're thinking when they think that way. But they don't do it.
Well, I generally agree it's a bad idea to call the cops. It's just going to make a situation worse. But
right. You could very well end up in jail as a man who, you know, complains that their wife is hitting them.
True, because there's a mandatory arrest policy in a lot of police departments.
So all she has to sue is, he hit me first. He pushed me. Yeah. He would have did whatever.
Right, and the cops in a domestic call in a lot of places have to walk away with someone in handcuffs.
It's true.
It's the rules that they follow, and of course that just makes things worse. And well, all that aside, let's get back to this story about the man who blew himself up in his own home or apartment or wherever he was, and his two children, 7 and 4, was it?
Yeah.
His two male children perished with him in this blaze? Just horrifying.
You know, when I was watching the news, I was, you know, watching CNN about this, and, you know, what came to my mind was the frustration that many liberty activists feel, and, you know, you'll find them talking violence and that kind of thing. And, you know, there's no shortage of stories of people who've been pushed too far using violence to try to solve their problems. And, you know, what this guy did, I mean, yeah, his problem solved. He solved it in a terrible way. He could have certainly solved it without killing his kids too, and the additional pain and suffering on the other people involved. But what he wanted to do is he wanted to lash out at the other family. And
if I can't have them, no one can.
Right. And it's disgusting. But
yeah, to make children pawns in a little adult game that you're playing is pretty sick.
Agreed. There's no doubt about it. But you know, what did he do for the father's rights movement? Assuming his side of the story is that these are my kids, I don't know why my wife's missing, you know, whatever. I don't know why my dad had child porn. I'm just trying to take care of my kids and live a good life, or whatever his story is. What did he do? He made it harder for every other father who's dealing with some circumstances about trying to be able to see their kids. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody's going to reference this story. No, we got to be careful about, if he gets the kids by himself, he could blow the house up. And they've got a story to point to. Violence, when you use it to solve problems, is a terrible, terrible solution and only results in more violence. Because more fathers now are going to be pushed farther, closer to the brink, and some of them are going to probably try to resolve their problems with violence again, and it's a perpetuating cycle. How
yes,
your violence can affect somebody you never knew. This is how it happens, and it's so important for people to understand that. I know it's frustrating dealing with the government. It is, and I mean, I get it. I understand why people would want to use violence to solve that problem, but it's just another guy trying to use violence to solve a problem with the government, and it's not going to work.
I don't know if it was right for Tom Ball to kill himself, because then, obviously he's not there to support his kids anymore. There's that perspective. But it was certainly a much more powerful statement on his part than this guy, who just looks like a crazed madman.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.